Like LeBron, should he go back to Cleveland or stay in Miami?
Yeah.
What's the better team for him?
Well, you know what? I think going back to Cleveland. I told you before, when he left Cleveland, he went and joined Dwayne Wade's team. He eventually took over and made it his team. But now he's a champion. He's a grown man. It's time to go back home. He left home to go somewhere else. Now it's time to go home and
but
get that
title. But the
nightlife
is so much better in Miami than the flats in Cleveland.
But it's not about the nightlife.
He's
it's about
keeping the
mansion.
Yeah. He's okay. Keeping the mansion in Miami now. That's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but I wonder if they're going to be really pissed in Miami.
Well, no. He was there 4 years. He took them to four straight finals, and he brought two titles home.
Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, man. I want to speak about LeBron.
Yeah.
Man, at first I was like, man, he needs to just stay in Miami. But I still feel that way, kind of. But at the same time, I think if he goes back to Cleveland, people will respect him more, and they'll forget all about the battle that he made with the decision in the first place.
Can they offer him the max?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 5 years? Only 4 years.
4 years.
They can give him that 20.6. Well, he probably, that's all he's looking for it for. You know, he may want to get out.
And I think on paper, with, you know, and was it Andrew Wiggins?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Kyrie Irving.
And they had the number one pick last
year.
Well,
he didn't really pan out. But
he didn't play.
No, he played. He just sucked. They had Tristan Thomas. They'll probably put him at the four, and they'll put Varejao at the five.
You don't even have to keep Wiggins if you want. You can use him as trade bait if you want, or keep him. You know, main thing about LeBron.
You can learn under LeBron.
Nah, I wouldn't trade Wiggins.
LeBron could bring in the people he want, like they were talking about yesterday, like Mike Miller and Ray Allen. He bring in some of these veterans to play with these youngins and get the title.
Good morning. Hello. What you take? What you take?
I think he should already go ahead on and leave Miami, man. I mean, he's already done all he can down there. He won his rings. He won his MVP. He did everything he wanted to do that he wasn't going to do when he was at Cleveland the first time. He didn't have a lot of weight behind him being the youngin' that he was, but now he's the king. He's done everything. So once he go back to Cleveland now, he's got a little bit more pull. He can bring in, like he said, he can bring in the folk he want to, and I think it'll be a different trip for him.
Gotcha. Appreciate that. Good morning. What's your take? Should he stay or should he go?
I think he should go home. I mean, he seems like a humble guy, so I think he should go home. Also, Russ, can we talk about Chicago, please? And these killings?
Got to do that tomorrow. Yeah, you know what? I've been trying to avoid it because I don't like to give it too much attention, but there are a lot of innocent people getting shot and killed. And I got you. Yeah, we'll get into that. I appreciate it. Anyway, sometimes I want to lighten up the subject because, you know, every day we could be talking about murders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Every day. And you know, we read them, we see them, and we're like, let's try to get everybody in a better mood. But, yeah, it is a problem. Always in the summertime. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, what's up, man?
Should he stay or should he go?
Man, he should stay, but he definitely can't go back to Cleveland the way they did him when he left.
Yeah.
I mean, they had to.
I think the owner, he should come out just like he did the last time. Do
did
the
he
opposite.
Apologize yet?
No, he should take out an ad in the paper like he did the last time, apologizing and begging him to come back.
Good morning. Hello. Should he stay or should he go?
Hey, what's going on, Russ? How you doing, man?
Sad, bro.
Hey, I think he should go and come home, man. It's time for him to come on back home, man. He did all he could do. It's time for him to come home. And with a guard like Kyrie, he can't lose.
Is Kyrie going to pass the ball?
Oh, what?
Yes, he will.
Got you.
He has no choice. He got no choice but to pass to LeBron.
Or leave.
Or lose.
Got to pass.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, should he stay or should he go?
He should stay in Miami because of the owner and his comments when he left.
Oh, your phone is really bad.
You should leave because of what Dan Gilbert said. Carrier.
Yeah.
That's what he was saying.
Good morning, hello.
Hey, this is Rashawn.
Yeah.
I think he should stay in Miami, man, because going back to Cleveland for what, man? Come on, you went to four straight, finals with Miami, whatever. So why go back to Cleveland? And then first and foremost, he's not from Cleveland. He's from Akron. You know, that's like saying you're from Baltimore, but somebody saying go back to D.C.
Right, that's right down the street.
Totally. That's why you need the road, Paul.
Totally different.
Last time we saw you, you were in D.C.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. A stalking. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he should stay in Miami, man. The way that they talked about him in Cleveland after he left, man, he shouldn't even want to go back.
But it's a difference between a lot of money and winning.
Right.
Because I don't think that Miami has the tools. if these three guys, and they just have Wade left in Miami.
Yeah, see, and Wade is not going anywhere. I don't see Pat Riley sending Wade anywhere. He's going to pay his man.
Hey, if you want to win, that need to be the ultimate decision. You got to put feelings aside.
And if I'm Chris Bosh, I sign that contract in Houston today.
Yeah, but if LeBron leaves, Pat Riley may tell Bosh, hey, I'll give you the max. I'll give you what you want.
But then you still have no bench.
Yeah. Good morning. Hello.
Morning. Hello. I just want to give a shout out to you guys. Man, y'all do a great job every morning, all day, every day.
Thank you.
I think LeBron needs to stay in Miami because he got some unfinished business left on the table. I mean, that's me first. That's my opinion. So, okay. And Bosh situation, I mean, I think you should go ahead and sign out there because everybody waiting on who signed where first. And who's
right. First. That's exactly what he's doing. He's waiting on LeBron. Go to Melo.